This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Live from 811 Call Before You Dig Day, North Dakota State Fair, Minot, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Text into 701-226-8503. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennon busy wandering around the North Dakota State Fair trying to score more free swag. Did you get your fidget spinner yet?
Is there in one place more free stuff anywhere in the fair?
I know, there isn't.
It's unbelievable.
This is the kind of tent where most people come and go, well, how much is this? How much is this?
Yeah, no kidding. There's even a drone here. Could I buy that? Could I own that if I wanted to buy that?
For you today, Scott,
yeah.
We could find a deal.
Is that right? What does this do?
That drone will fly in high winds, 30-knot winds. We'd inspect pipelines, power lines, ag drainage fields.
Don't take this the wrong way. It doesn't look like much, but there's some juice in that thing, right? I mean, and the technology of the cameras is a big deal?
Serious technology in that. There's AADSB out, which the pilots know what that means, so that other pilots can see our airplane, which is working with the FAA, as you know, we've done a lot of. Keeps us safe with everybody in the air. We've got a huge drone conference coming up, Scott, in Grand Forks, the UAS Summit. Grand Sky is having groundbreaking for General Atomics on the 21st, new building. They're hiring people left and right out at Grand Sky.
Yeah, if you don't know much about companies in North Dakota, just Google General Atomics once and get a sense of the size of this company. Major, major defense contractor. I mean, they're big time.
Privately held, very successful. The yeah. most well-known drone out in the world is the Predator.
They have the Predator.
Yeah.
Yep. Global Hawk is Northrop Grumman. They're here as well.
They're
Harris
hiring.
Is here. I mean, it really is incredible what's going on up there. And I'm excited about it. Tom has been at this aviation game for a lot of years in the state and a real pioneer on the drone side. So it's been fun to watch this evolve. And we thought we'd have a little fun today after the show. Because it's a little more visual, we'll have the drone. And we'll do a little drone 101 and give an update on how things are going in the industry. So join us on the Dakota Talent Stage. It'll be at 11:30.
Grateful and thankful, Scott, for how the state has supported this industry from Senator Hoven when he was governor. Now Governor Doug, Aeronautics Commission. Everybody in the state's really rallied around, let's grow this industry. And the technology that it's bringing with it is just amazing.
Pretty cool. Thanks, Tommy. We'll chat with you later. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for whatever is on your mind. We started, you and I. How are you, bud? What's up? Come up right here. Here's an Iowa State Buckeyes fan. He's even got a Pro Bowl hat from Hawaii.
Ohio State.
What did I say?
Iowa State.
I did?
The Ohio State.
No, I thought I said Ohio State. But either Todd's ears are bad or my mouth isn't working.
OH!
Io! Yeah. How are you doing? Come tell me your name. No, don't, right here. Yeah, right there.
Gavin.
Gavin. Where are you from, Gavin?
North Dakota.
How is an Ohio State fan in North Dakota? Explain that to me.
My dad was born in North Dakota. I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
And my grandpa and a grandpa after that.
Oh, I see. So you have some Ohio roots, but you live in North Dakota now. That's pretty cool.
OH!
Io.
There you go.
You and Todd got this whole Buckeye thing
there
down.
You go.
Yeah. Really nice. I'm glad you guys are here getting some free stuff. You don't want to talk on the radio? No? No, that's all right.
How old are you guys?
Todd's kind of shy, too, you know. 9 years old.
Yeah, almost as shy as you are.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, if you have a call, question, or comment for us on any topic, we were kind of going off on the vote last night.
Yeah.
On health care. It just makes me so mad. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously...
That's why I had to bring the governor on.
We have this
You're getting so edgy.
Yeah, he kind of brought me back down to earth, didn't he? 7-year debate over repealing and replacing this thing, and then we get to that, which is obviously taking place since early in the Trump administration. The House manages to pass something. Last night, the Senate said, okay, well, let's do something so we at least can get to conference. That's where they get in a room and try and figure out the differences between the two sides, and they couldn't even do that because John McCain is selfish. I don't know any other reason to explain it. Lisa Murkowski has, you know, I don't know, she's gone to Alaska. That's all I can say. And who's the other one? I don't know. The Democrats are as much to blame. If you want to partial out the blame, and it's a worthless game to sit there and say who's, you know,
what do you tell the person
who's more to blame than the other?
8 years to get this fixed, and they still haven't gotten it fixed. What do you tell that person?
Well, they didn't have a White House, and they didn't have a president in the White House until January,
right.
So it was worthless. Obama was going to defend it.
Okay, but
now they had time to prepare.
Right.
And
hasn't gotten done.
And I would say this: they should have had a plan from elections that would have been easier to sell to the American people, therefore make it more difficult for the Democrats to vote no. I would say
we all agree it needs
fair
to get
criticism
fixed.
On Republicans.
That we
there.
All agree on. But now, how do we fix it? Now, how do we fix it from here on out?
Yeah.
What do we do?
So anyway, I'm mad about it. I want them to get in a room and figure it out. And
what's that going to take? How do we get that done?
Congressman Kevin Cramer and I spoke this morning. I asked him that very question. Okay, what now? He said, okay, we've passed a lot of good stuff already. We're just going to have to take control here because the Senate's, in fact, political. I saw a story in Political. They called Congressman Cramer and said, what's your reaction to what happened in the Senate? He said, we need to change some senators.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's quite obvious. So.
Well, one seat might get changed,
the
right?
Majority's not enough. Well, yeah, it's one everybody's watching, for sure. And Senator Heitkamp and all of the other Democrats didn't lift a finger on this. Did nothing but demagogue it. We're not willing to do a thing. Anyway, I'm mad. I'm wondering if you are. Anna in Hatton is on the phone, been waiting to chat with us here. Anna, tell me what is on your mind.
Well, the Gideons are on my mind.
The Gideons, the folks that that deliver Bibles to hotel rooms, those Gideons?
That's the one.
Okay, yeah, I have a friend, Jerry Breyer, up in Grand Forks, and he's for years handed out the little mini ones.
Okay.
Little leather-bound ones. With the Gideons. So what has you concerned about that today?
Did you know that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is pressuring hotels to offer Bible-free rooms and to remove the Bibles from their hotels?
No, I did. Well, I think I heard something about this somewhere, but is it gaining any kind of traction at all?
I don't know if it's gaining on any kind of traction, but what we should do is make sure it doesn't get any traction. So I just want your listeners to understand a couple of things. Number one, the hotels don't purchase those Bibles. The Gideons International place them there at no expense to the hotels.
Yep.
And the Freedom From Religion Foundation that would like people to remove the Bibles would prefer that the hotels put in Charles Darwin's On the Origin of the Species.
Oh, my Lord.
Well,
first of all, if they want freedom from religion, don't open the drawer. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Nobody's handing them the Bible and reading it to them. If they don't want to partake, fine. It's America. But
exactly.
The idea that the Bible in the drawer is somehow a threat to them, these people are crazy.
Well, and the other part is the hypocrisy that the group that doesn't like having Bibles in the room are such weasels that they want the hotel owners to put a substitute book in at the hotel expense. So what we can do is, when you're in a hotel, look and see if there's a Gideon Bible there in the nightstand, and if there is, thank the hotel owner or whoever's at the front desk for having a Bible in the room.
Good plan.
We had to come home last night, but we were just there, and we thanked the hotel that we stayed at because there were Gideon Bibles in the room. And I would also point out that the last point is that there is nothing to prevent any other major religion, such as the Buddhist or the Muslims, from offering to place their holy books in hotels at the expense of those congregations.
Yeah, that's silly. But I hear you. But, you know, look, this is a time-honored, long-standing tradition. There's no threat to anybody from a Bible in a drawer that they can choose to use or not. This is just political correctness run amok. I'm glad, Anna, that you're taking a proactive approach about this. And when they are there, letting the hotels know that, because that'll make all the difference in the world. And trust me. If there's a threat coming from the Freedom From Religion Coalition, there's a lot more pocketbooks from the other side of the political persuasion there that would have something to say about that at hotels. Anna, thanks for caring. That's nice of you. Rhonda on the road, what's on your mind?
Reaction to an action that was taken last night. I just talked to our state committee, and I think that all the state chairmen ought to get a petition together throughout their state, send it out to the district and to the BPOUs. I think we should blackball these seven, and especially the three that voted against the repeal of Obamacare last night. And I think we should all, they should all present it to the national committee and strip them seven of the R in front of their name. They don't get no base support. They don't get no money support. They are totally shunned from the Republican Party. It's time for us to...
I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
It's time for everybody to stand up and start doing something. Everybody's so frustrated, but we don't do anything. Okay, let's start taking an action, and we can start with this. It's we the people. It's not Washington that's dictating to us right now. I mean, that's the way it is right now. But it needs to be turned around, and at least this is a step.
Great stuff, Rhonda. Appreciate your passion, and you are right. I mean, the egos of these people know no bounds, and they love being in the Senate. It defines them. And if they are primaried, if they're out, a lot of this stuff will stop. Good idea. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We've now confirmed with Manny that I said Iowa, not Ohio. What do I owe you again? I mean, other than Todd, you were right, I'm wrong.
Todd, you were right, I am wrong. Well, I mean, they're the Iowa State Hawkeyes.
Right.
the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I was looking at a red shirt.
Iowa State Buckeyes. I'm like, well, he got it wrong. I just don't know which way he
I'm looking at a red shirt. I knew it was the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Is that an O in the middle of it, or is it
I don't know. I think I need to go to the doctor. Why do I say Iowa when I know it's Ohio, Doc? How does that happen?
If it's not UND, Scott gets a little confused.
Well, that's true.
He does.
That's true.
Only four-letter school he can handle is NDSU, right?
Prepared to admit that I love the Sioux, and they don't even exist anymore.
Who?
Crying out loud, yeah.
I don't have the buzzer with me.
Exactly right. All right. Anyway, we're having way too much fun. More fun than any radio show should be allowed to have because we are at the North Dakota State Fair for 811 Call Before You Dig Day. And these guys do it right. You know, there's Ag Day, there's Water Day. They have different things that are going on at the fair. But the 811 Call Before You Dig Day, make it fun while giving you some very important and, I should say, the word I'm searching for is this is about health and safety. This is about your own well-being. When we say call before you dig, it's not convenience. It's not, would be a good idea. This is so you don't blow something up, including yourself. So that's why it's important to get the information, but also take in some of the things that are happening here. So we hope you come take it in. And in the meantime, you can call us and chat. Bruce and Britton and Steve and Bismarck will get to you in a moment. First, I want to chat with Danette from One Oak.
Good morning.
One Oak is a company that has invested a lot of money in the great state of North Dakota.
Yes, we have. We're somewhere in the neighborhood about $4 billion in pipeline infrastructure and natural gas processing plants.
Exactly. And when somebody is out there doing a little yard work or maybe, you know, putting in a fence or whatever it is, you would just assume they not actually come in contact with your infrastructure, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Our pipelines carry natural gas and natural gas liquids, and that, of course, is very flammable when it hits a spark. So even at a low pressure, that's a very important thing to be sure that you're calling 811 before you dig.
What do you want our listeners to know today and folks here at the fair?
Well, of course, the primary message today is safety, the excavation safety, always calling 811 before you dig. But if you're coming to the State Fair, stop by, because we have tons of fun stuff. We've got Gateway to Science here. They've got all kinds of hands-on learning activities for the kids. All of these companies that are sponsors here today, we all have free giveaways, all kinds of fun stuff, including at least three different fidget spinners, lots of T-shirts. Just a good time for everybody to stop in and learn a little bit about One Call.
Who doesn't love a T-shirt? And they have the tote bags that are really nice, and the, you know, you said the fidget spinners. And I've just resolved to say free stuff because there's so many things here it's impossible. There's 20 different tables, and everybody has free things. And we even have, from the 811 Call Before You Dig guys, Jason Aldean tickets. So the next two people that come in before the end of the program, pair of tickets on us. Find Kevin, give him a bear hug, or just come give us a high five. Either way. And, of course, I have a make Cole Great Again hat on today, and if you like the hat, you say, hey Scott, I like the hat. I'll say, what do you want? Free What's on Your Mind hat or free My Pillow? So that's what I mean. We're just talking a lot of free stuff. Danette has nice hats too from One Oak Partners there. That's yours, right? Yeah.
This is my hat. This one's not for giveaway.
We'll be raffling that for $1 million later today. Yes. Thank you, Danette. Good to see you.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get to Bruce in Britton. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Bruce, go ahead.
Top of the morning, gentlemen. I'm down here driving. I didn't know I was going to stay in range with you guys. First point, I want to compliment Todd and how hard he works. I drive at all hours in the night, and he's up every half hour telling me what the temperature is. You got to give that boy credit.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep, but he sleeps in shifts, Bruce, so thank you for that. Yeah.
Plenty of time to sleep later on in life.
And then with McCain, I would like to have somebody that can push a pencil. Figure out if he was making $60,000 normally a year in his state, if they would be able to afford his operations that he's going to be getting, and I'm sorry to hear what he has, I feel sorry for him, the $60,000, would they be able to pay for the operations? Or would Democrats are telling him, here, take a pill, go home, and sleep easy? You know, he has free care and everything. He should have looked at that before he made his vote. Can the normal people afford what he just said no to?
No, I hear you. That's a very good point. You know, and look, John McCain doesn't own all of this. There's 48 Democratic senators, okay? And there's three Republicans that voted the other way. So, and Mike Pence was pleading with him. and he's over there yucking it up with Chuck Schumer. I about wanted to puke. I'm mad about him and his ego, because this was a game for him, obviously, to come in and pull this little stunt. But, you know, Heidi Heitkamp owns every bit as much of it as John McCain does. When you're running around using the stories of people who have real life health situations to try and make your political point, so you can keep Obamacare, you own this. So they all deserve it.
Ida Camp, you know, she isn't going to be there much longer. We got, like you said one time on the show, you got to get the people out here, the Republicans out here, starting to go against her and get somebody in office. And the other point I need from you, Scott, quit telling the Democrats that they can meet in a phone booth, because I own one, it's in my yard, and I don't want them.
That's the line of the day right there.
Exactly.
Folks.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Good talking to you. Call again. Glad you're listening while you're cruising. Steve in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to make a couple comments on Obamacare. I kind of think everybody's looking at it probably a little wrong on what's happening there. Do you remember Obama came out with the deal that he was going to degrade ISIS? And what he didn't say was he was going to degrade the United States as far as its standing in the world. And when he gave us Obamacare, he degraded America as far as his care. And I think what is happening here is everybody is afraid, because to vote for it, not everybody, but some of these Republicans, the simple reason is they don't want a riot in their state, because the people against it, I think, are a minority, and they sound like the majority, and I think they're just afraid to go to town hall meetings. They're afraid to vote the way they should vote, because they're intimidated by how the left is promoting these riots, etc. What do you think?
Yeah, interesting. There's a whole lot of shenanigans going on of what you've just described. I mean, there's a lot more of that than there is, well, I can't support that because, you know, this, that, or the other thing. One of the things I'm upset about is hospitals are lobbying these folks. Hospitals like you paying more for health care and higher deductibles and everything else. They need to come out of the shadows and explain that to people who pay the bill. Going back to the previous caller, to that $60,000 a year earner was some major situation. So, you know, I don't think what you've described is some wild fantasy and a stretch. I think there's a lot of that kind of stuff that's going on, but we just... You know, I guess got to keep ramming our heads against the wall and getting this right and getting the right people there. I mean, when I look at my Facebook page where I posted the statement of Senator Heitkamp last night, I wouldn't want to be her right now.
The thing is that the Republicans are not going out and selling their product.
No, that's true. That's true, although they've got a tough environment to do it. But, you know, had they done that better, last night's vote would have been different. You're right.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies and states looking at what happened in North Dakota very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country in the permitting process. So we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project right here.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Keystone Congress hasn't accomplished a thing, not a thing, but they're all going to go on vacation for a month. I urge all taxpayers, track them down, give them a piece of your mind. See ya.
Scott, I like it when you I like it when you get wound up, Scott. Now what we need is for Todd to talk us both off the ledge.
I don't know. He kind of got me wound up today, so I'm not so sure if he.
I had to call the governor in. I mean,
yeah.
I made the call for the North Dakota National Guard. They're a little busy though with fires and stuff.
All right.
I got a fire for you to put out. Scott Hennen at the North Dakota State Fair.
Thanks for the call.
He personally called since he couldn't send the guard. I'm impressed.
Speaking of the governor, one texter here says, North Dakota is very lucky that Doug Burgum ran for governor and won. Thanks, Doug. I think that every time I talk to him, I honestly do. You know what? Politically, I think he's getting his legs underneath him. And you know that takes a while, so there's ways to maneuver that, but the way his brain works, fixing problems is something unlike anything we've ever had, because everybody else has a sort of a political filter first. Jack Dalrymple's a great business guy, but all those years in the legislature, he was thinking maneuvering, legislating, you know, da-da-da-da-da. He's a good governor. I'm not taking anything away from
him. Says you're wrong, Scott, by the way.
John Hoven, same thing, right? I mean, came from the banking world, Bank of North Dakota, Family Bank before that. I mean, problem solver, does all that, but came with sort of the political mind ahead of the business mind. Doug, completely opposite. Business mind first, and then learning the political way, and I think doing a very good job of doing. Somebody disagrees? Come on, not on What's On Your Mind.
I know.
Tell me it ain't so.
And I'm surprised, considering the source here, I'm afraid he's wrong. Heidi will win again. After last night's vote, the Republicans just proved they're not fighting for the American people, so a Heidi win prediction.
Well, but if
out of somebody who I know would not be voting that way.
But if my only counter to that would be to say, if his reason for saying Heidi's going to win is because Republicans didn't do enough, what did she do? So I don't think she did anything to get us to vote whatsoever. Andy Rickoff is at one of the most famous places on the planet right now, if you're a Vikings fan, and that would be Mankato. For the final.
Yeah, I was going to say the final year in Mankato. How about
it is
that?
The final year of the Vikes being down there, and our broadcast are brought to you by Border Town Bar and Grill on Main and West Fargo. From Vikings training camp, the one and only Andy Rickoff. Andy, what's the big news there today?
Hey,
Big news here today. It's the second day of practices. So you see the position battles that kind of started yesterday and how those are going to progress today. We're watching a lot of the offensive line, the defensive line. And the bigger story from yesterday was Teddy Bridgewater and his new contract, or not new contract, his press conference. Pardon me, his first press conference with the media since his big injury last year that sidelined him for the 2016 season. We talked to Teddy, and he was able to give us a little insight on what the injury was like and what his plans are for the future. He was just very thankful that he even has the opportunity to play football again. He mentioned that the injury was really severe and that it was a chance he even lost his leg. He actually opened up about that and said that him and Eric Sugarman, the head athletic trainer, like, had a conversation on the ambulance on the ride from Winter Park after the injury happened, and it was a nervous conversation is what he said. So he really opened up about that yesterday in his press conference. That's kind of the biggest news so far from training camp, and looking for maybe some big news again today.
All right, well, keep at it. Good stuff. That is heartbreaking about Teddy, but, I mean, the fact that it isn't as bad as it could have been or that he even thought it was, and that we're going to have to suffer through him starting where he's starting on the injured list, that he has a chance. When do you think Teddy Bridgewater throws the ball again for the Vikes?
I'd say coming off the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list, probably mid-season. You know, he says he's looking good, he's looking healthy. We asked him, too, you know, what is something he's looking to be able to do that will tell him, you know, physically that he's ready and healthy again. He said, you know, I can just, you know, keep doing this day by day. He didn't really give us any specifics, but, you know, Mike Zimmer said he's very encouraged about what Teddy's progress has been, and so have the doctors, frankly. So this is an injury really didn't know much about coming into it. A lot of people, not a lot of people have had it before, so it's something where it's kind of a day-by-day process. But I would say somewhere around mid-season he should probably be healthier, hopefully be healthy enough to possibly get off of that injury list.
Thanks, Andy. Keep at it down there. We appreciate it. Andy Rickhofer, Bordertown Bar and Grill in West Fargo, live from Minnesota Vikings training camp last year at Mankato for that. And appreciate the reports very much from our sports director, Andy Rickhofer. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Wanda and Moorhead, Nadia in Minot. Hang tight here. We're going to chat again with Tom Kenville. He and I will be on the stage after 11:30 today. Todd and I are going to give you a little talk radio 101. That's easy, right? Yeah, we can do that. We're going to have the folks from 811 come up and talk about all the fun things they're doing here. And then the main event is Tom Kenville, Mr. Aviation in North Dakota, and now a new member of the Department of Commerce Foundation Board as well, that Economic Development Foundation. It's part of the Department of Commerce, and a longtime aviation enthusiast and UAS expert in the state of North Dakota. How's aviation doing in North Dakota? Give me the Aviation 101 update.
Scott, I mean, that's what I was thinking about. We've talked about drones a lot, but if it wasn't for our leading ways in North Dakota and general aviation, military aviation, airlines, pilot training, we just had a helicopter go over, and that kind of reminded me about how important general aviation is to us in our state. We have museums in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, great museums about history of aviation, military bases that had manned aircraft. Now UND, as you know, one of the best trainers in the world where I used to work. Their enrollment's looking up this fall, which is great. So we're still leading in the regular aviation field, too. The biggest air show in the world's going on right now in Oshkosh. I went to that for 16 years. They'll run 1 million people through there. And all the airplanes and all everything there is that goes in the air is there. So it's a great country we live in, and I'm really happy to be in North Dakota with the drones as well.
Stay tuned for more from Tommy in the After the Show. We'll have that on Facebook Live coming up here in a little bit as well. And he has a drone on display, too. So that will be fun for folks to see here at the fair. With the call before you dig, 811 tent at the State Fair, because it is 811 call before you dig day. And there are a lot of free things here. It's kind of fun. Everybody's having a great time. They've got their 811 know what's below before you call you before you dig totes. And then they go around all the different tables and pick up all kinds of things, flashlights and tool kits and fidget spinners and you name it. We still have a pair of tickets left for Jason Aldean. One of those pair have gone, but we do have one pair left. And I also told folks, if you come by and say, hey, Scott, like your hat. I don't know why I said the hat. You've got a What's on Your Mind hat. I have the Make Cole Great Again hat.
Yeah.
Then I'll give you a What's on Your Mind hat or a free My Pillow, your choice, at the North Dakota State Fair.
How about that?
But you got to just come up and tell me that here before the end of the program. Wanda in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun up there.
We are, yes.
Yep, I'm sad that the health care didn't pass, too. It really seems to appear that the Republicans just don't know how to use the power they have. But why I'm calling, I have a question. When the House of Representatives did their health care, I recall that it was going to be done in, like, separate intervals, like three separate intervals put into play. And they said that the head of the Health and Human Services guy that has been chosen now would have a lot of say in doing policy changes and stuff, like Obama's health and anyway, health gal did. So I'm just wondering, I hope that if push comes to shove, that some of the Americans will be helped if the guy appointed now in there, that secretary, can kind of line out something and use his power.
Yeah, now we go back to the drawing board. As I mentioned, I talked to Congressman Kevin Cramer, and I asked him, I called him specifically early this morning to say, what now? And he said, well, they were meeting literally within like the next half hour to exactly map that out. They have already passed some things there that they can now go past in the Senate that are separate, you know, that were kind of separate from the bigger legislation. So there's things there. But, you know, I share your sadness. I really do. I was mad and sad last night when I saw it, because I think it's just more about individual senators and their egos than it is actually about the people that I hear from on this program who come up to me at events and talk about that they don't have any coverage now when they did. Talk about higher deductibles. Talk about, you know, less choices and less options, higher cost. It's across the board, okay? It's a big problem. Some people have coverage that didn't. There's no question about that. But you don't inflict pain on the majority in that kind of level of their health care to fix a smaller problem. We can retain the fix that came, and I believe the governor had the best solutions. I don't know if you heard him earlier, but he's got some really good ideas on that front, state by state, where they ought to do this. And we just got to stay vigilant. But today's okay to be sad, Wanda. I'm with you. I think it's a bad deal. Whenever ego overtakes anybody, I get a little sad. Nadia in Minot, what's on your mind, and why aren't you at the fair?
Hi, Scott. I'm working.
You're working, okay.
Yeah, I work at Dakota Hope Clinic, and I want to welcome you to Minot, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Dakota Hope Clinic. We are a pregnancy help center. I think you might be familiar with First Choice Clinic in Fargo. We're a similar clinic that does that same kind of work here. We help men and women dealing with an unintended pregnancy, and we offer consultation regarding what their options are. We do not recommend or refer for abortion. We encourage them to make a life-affirming choice.
When is your event?
We are having a banquet on September 18th. It's a Monday, so it's only about 6 weeks away. And we'd like to invite you to come and invite all of our listeners that are, all of your listeners that are supportive of our work to think about attending that banquet.
All right. Well, I would love to. I don't know what's on my calendar for September 18th. That's a Monday, I see.
Yes, it is.
And right now I'm not scheduled to be anywhere, so that might work. I tell you, I love those events. I've spoken at Pregnancy Help Center events in Park River and Grand Forks and Fargo's First Choice Clinic over the air, Bismarck, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite causes on the planet Earth because, you know, it's easy to be pro-life, just say you're pro-life. The work you do and the nurses do there and the staff do at these events saves lives. It says, look, somebody that is in a crisis pregnancy or an unplanned pregnancy, and what am I going to do? There is help, and there is a lot of help out there. That's the best thing the pro-life movement has done is to fire that up. So I'll do the best. If you can call the office, I'll give you the number, 855-200-1776, extension 3. And ask for Marie or leave a message for Marie, 855-200-1776, extension 3. She'll see if we can't figure that out so I can be there. I would love to. I honestly would. And they're a great event. I hope other folks put it on their calendar, too. Name of your organization again is?
Dakota Hope Clinic.
Dakota Hope Clinic. Thanks for calling, Nadia. And,
can I give them our phone number, please?
Yes, you can. Sure.
Okay.
Tell me.
You can call us at 701-852-4673. Thank you.
852-4673. Sign up for the banquet on the 18th. Good for you. Thanks, Nadia.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. When we come back, more of the experts that are here telling us about 811 Call Before You Dig and handing out a lot of freebies at the fair.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Melissa's back from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Melissa, tell me where I'd begin. If I want to start to buy some office furniture, where do I begin?
Well, give us a call, stop in our showroom, or send an email through our website. Any one of us will be happy to help you with any project, and we'll guide you through the entire process.
What is the process at Inner Office? What does the Inner Office team do if I call and am in need of furniture?
First, we schedule a time to look at your space and take site measurements, whether it's a single office, whole building, or home office. I never leave the office without my tape measure. During that first meeting, we also start the conversation of the customer's needs, wants, budget, function, and style, like a consultation. Then we draw the floor plan and furniture plan in AutoCAD and recommend furnishings that meet your needs, wants, budget, function, and style. We show the customer options in different price ranges and layouts. We also create corresponding 3D renderings to help customers read the furniture plan and see exactly how the furniture will fit in their space.
Sounds like Inner Office offers personalized service. What's it cost, that service?
All these services are free, from measuring and consultation to space planning, 3D rendering, and quoting. Of course, we hope to sell some furniture in the end. We provide quality products with delivery and installation service and service after the sale. And you work with the same sales and design associate through the whole process, which means the process runs very smoothly. Even down to scheduling installation. We really get to know our customers and take pride on building working relationships.
Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Segment from What's on Your Mind, live from the North Dakota State Fair and the 811 Call Before You Dig Day. The good news is, till 5 today, the tent's loaded up with freebies, so come on by. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, will be here broadcasting live from 3 until 5, and you're going to have some more Jason Aldean tickets.
Sounds like I will.
More freebies.
Tickets and swag and stuff in K-Fire Live.
We're going to do the After the Show today on the Dakota Talent Stage to encourage people to come there. We'll do a little...
You're going to put your phone camera on the drone to fly it around the fair?
I might have to try that out, yeah. We're going to talk about... the show a little bit, and we're going to talk about 811 Call Before You Dig Day, and then we're going to put the main event on with Tom Kendall from UAI International. Mr. Drone. Is that what they call you, Mr. Drone?
You call me whatever they want, Scott. I'm kind of leading the pack, but...
Just don't call you late for dinner? Any little last preview about you want to tell folks before we get cranked up here?
Well, I really appreciate being in the 811 tent. We're flying for a lot of the sponsors in here already. We're flying oil and gas. We're flying in 14 states right now.
When you say we're flying, that means?
Flying pipelines, flying oil pipelines and natural gas lines.
Looking for?
Any irregularities, issues, problems, so that they can get to the problem before it happens.
So rather than somebody physically having to go on a truck and walk the line, you're saying that's a lot more efficient system to take a drone.
Time stamp, geo reference, LIDAR type data on your computer is a lot better data than what a human eye can see. We're getting good data. We're flying in 14 states right now since May, inspecting wind turbines and other energy infrastructure, so it's been a wild summer.
UAI International, how do folks get a hold of you?
EyesightRPVServices.com and UAIInternational.com. We're both owned by, I'm owner of both with some partners, and get a hold of us. We'd love to help you with your energy infrastructure.
All right, so Tom will be up on the stage with us after 11:30. We'll have a Facebook Live of that, too, if you can't be there. Tom Rafferty is here from Barendry Electric Co-op. Hello, sir.
Hi, how's it going, Scott?
Good, how are you?
Awesome.
How was my French?
Good, I think you nailed it.
I always mess that Barin.
A lot of people wonder about that name.
Yeah.
But our co-op started in the town of Barendry and later moved to Velva. That's why we have the name Barendry.
Tell me what you're talking to folks about here at the 811 Call Before You Dig tent.
Well, it's a simple, clean message, 811. You just call 811 before you dig because it's serious business, especially with what my cooperative does. We have underground power lines just like the ones you see overhead. We got them underground, too, and most people know you touch a power line, you're going to die, likely. So if you're digging and you don't call and you hit one, you're going to either be seriously injured or be killed or cause outages for a lot of people, too. So
you guys have done this fun deal at the fair for the last 3 years, but this is like an unbelievable amount of really fun stuff here, too. So obviously there's good information. You can interact with these people and learn, but there's a lot of ways to get the message out, and that includes fidget spinners, right?
Yep.
And tote bags and all kinds of other stuff.
We have actually a tabletop display where we have these little figurines. When they touch the shovel to this spot, they light up. And we have a miniature power line set up. So it's really cool. The kids love it. I think it brings a message home to just the simple message of call before you dig.
You can't miss Tom. He's in a yellow shirt today.
Yep.
That's right. So come on by and check that out. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Tom Rafferty from Barendry Electric.
All right.
All right. Last, what do we got? We got a couple of minutes here left. I have to...
Delta?
Do our call of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Delta One call does it all. Call of the day. DeltaConstructors.net can do that for you. Turnkey well sites. Flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skid, tank batteries. They're the oil field's best friend. They're working for a lot of oil companies, the names you know, and making their life easier with these turnkey solutions. I mean, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, E&I services, temporary flaring services. Call Eric, 406-250-8151, because one call does it all. Same here. Here's a call that came in yesterday with an interesting point. Listen to this.
Scott, the old argument, you know, which is the most important, ag or oil? You know, which brings in the most dollar? But remember, nobody even gases up their car until they've had breakfast.
I love it. What came first? I guess it was egg, because you had to have a little breakfast. So thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Let me squeeze one call in here before we bid adieu. Dana and Judd, give me your best 30 seconds.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Scott, for letting me on.
You bet.
I heard a caller the other day. He said how before they had Obamacare that we could keep our existing plan and our existing doctors. So if they want to replace and repeal it, why don't they start by keeping their word and offering us back our old plan? I just wanted to know if others feel the same way. It doesn't matter what excuses they give us when they can. It's whether what we want to count.
What now? What now? What should happen now? What do you want to see happen now as a result of where we are, this thing dying in the Senate? What next?
Well, start with that, so the people at least get something that they can bank on. It's not 2.5 times the premium, and the deductibles go from $1,000 to $12,000. And it just doesn't work for us. We fight it the way it is.
I know. That's why I think the pitchforks need to come out. I really do. So those people understand this. Dana, got to go. I appreciate your call, though. Call again, 800-228-0550. Put it in your speed dial. Text Todd or I. We love hearing from you. He's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054.
And I'm at the North Coast State Fair through the day, so join me.
Yep, Todd will be here at the big tent till 5, and I'll be on the big stage by 5 minutes.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.